what the future looks like. There's a savior mentality in Silicon Valley, says Lucy Green, worldwide director of the innovation group at advertising and marketing giant J. Walter Thompson, and author of the forthcoming book, Silicon States, about the growing influence of high-tech companies, because these companies can attract so much money despite not having to succeed by traditional metrics like profitability. They're able to position themselves to define what the future looks like. For Musk, that means transforming the auto industry through innovation, innovative manufacturing built around leading-edge robots, advances in batteries, and a unique approach to sales that cuts out the need for car dealerships. Tesla has almost single-handedly energized the electric car industry by bringing out sleek, fast, luxurious vehicles that can travel over 300 miles between charges, a welcome development on a planet devastated by our over-reliance on fossil fuels. Tesla's revenues are climbing as shipments of its first mass-market model start to take off. The company has already taken deposits on the car from 500,000 apparently eager buyers, and Musk announced in August that Tesla is poised to turn a profit for the first time in the next 6 months. There's a consensus among analysts that should Tesla burn through the nearly $2 billion it still has on hand, the company incinerated $1 billion in the first quarter of 2018 alone, Musk can raise the funding he needs to keep going, in part because Tesla may have already become too big to fail. The company has a market value of $60 billion, so investors will give him more money, says Colin Rush, lead analyst on sustainable energy for Wall Street investment company Oppenheimer. Even with the beating Tesla stock has taken recently, the company is still worth more than Ford. To be sure, high-tech companies have long boasted of disrupting industries with innovative products and new ways to do business. They've unleashed vast improvements in information access, communications, and productivity, while creating incredible wealth for investors, entrepreneurs, and key employees. What Musk represents is the problematic Silicon Valley effect, the troubling contradiction between tech companies' loudly proclaimed dedication to making the world a better place and their quieter dedication to making products for the rich at the expense of workers. Just as Amazon's rise has been a disaster for many of the 12 million American workers in the retail industry, Tesla's ascendance could decimate U.S. manufacturing, and not just the automobile industry, which at last count employed 7 million people and supports the livelihood of many millions more. The catch to building world-changing companies, of course, is that they eventually have to turn a profit. That pressure to make money tends to push even leading-edge companies to focus on those who can afford premium, high-priced products, and to slash labor costs through automation and squeezing fewer workers to do more for lower wages. Tesla is not exempt from the laws of financial gravity. The cheapest vehicle that the company will currently accept an order for is $49,000. That version of its newest model, the Model 3, a car Musk has long bragged would have a starting price of $35,000. That's essentially the average price for a new car in the United States, but there are plenty of models priced under $20,000. His disputed claim that Tesla can make money selling a $35,000 car to millions of people has come to sound like the practice Silicon Valley fondly calls fake it till you make it. That is, a disruptive new company that has a lot of kinks to work out needs to drum up a certain amount of hype to pull in the investors, talent, and customers it needs to sustain itself while it tries to make a profit. And then it has to figure out how to deliver on that hype before everyone notices.